It's Treasuring Mothers. Good morning, Jenny.
Good
How are you
morning,
going?
Scott. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, what are we talking about today?
Well, I just thought it would be good to talk about what happens when you get really, really, really tired. And as a mother, that's a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, I learned that as a kid.
it can easily happen. I mean, I've seen my wife to the point where she can hardly walk, you know. And it's a matter of actually making sure that you don't get to that point, isn't it? You know.
Well, a lot of the time it is, but sometimes you just have crazy weeks. I remember 1 week, well, 2 weeks when I had 5 kids at school. I was working and I had lots of extra things outside of school as well as during the work day. And I got to a Saturday and I just crashed. It was just, I couldn't do anything else. It was actually quite frustrating because we had a busy day planned, but I just had to slow down. I've discovered, though, that when you go through those sorts of times, you feel a bit flat and down, and it's so frustrating having to stop. But sometimes you just do need to pace yourself and take the time out to let your family look after you a little bit, because you've got to remember that being a mother is not a sprint, it's a marathon.
It's really easy at that point, too. I know for me as a dad, when I'm exhausted, you just start feeling like a failure, like you're letting everybody down, that you're not doing what you need to be doing. It's not the case at all, is it?
No, that's right. Because, as I said before, you've got to pace yourself. So that means if you're looking at this as a 20-year journey, then how do you make this week count and how do you prepare yourself for what's coming? And so slowing down, letting your family look after you, rescheduling what's going to be happening for the day so you can just make some space in your day, and taking time to go and have a hot shower or a bath, nap in the afternoon. You will feel quite flat, and I'm testament to that. I felt quite down. But it's part of the recharging your batteries is to go through that process. So the next day, you get back on the horse and you can go off again.
Yeah.
One of the hard parts as well, especially for mums, overnight, one of the kids gets up during the night, feeling sick, blood nose on the bed, those sort of things. And then you go back to bed, can't get back to sleep, get up in the morning, and then it's like the whole day going, why can't I function today?
And you've still got to do everything that you had to do.
And you've still got to do everything. And I think one of the keys there, isn't it, Jenny, is just to go, all right, realize last night we had an extra thing. We didn't have that planned. Where can I get that extra rest or understand? Yeah. And I think sometimes it's also understanding your emotions too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And understanding what you're physically capable of, but also saying, okay, it's all right to ask for help on those days. And it's okay to cancel something. You don't have to do everything that you were planning to do. So just being aware of that and hooking into who you are as a person and becoming aware of what you can manage and how you can get yourself to a place of, okay, well, this is what's happening today. Let's look at something else for tomorrow.
Thanks for coming in, Jenny.